eyes on Athens as the Greek debt crisis enters a new phase.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Most Americans are off work today, but European leaders are meeting to figure out what's next for Greece. And there are reports that the country may not get its next slice of bailout cash. Our European correspondent Stephen Beard joins us now live from London with more on this story. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, why is there any question about this? I thought that the Greeks had already been promised all of their bailout money.
Yes, but with strings attached, the EU and the IMF, who are lending the bailout money, have set conditions. And they've been in Athens assessing whether or not the government has met those conditions, raising taxes, cutting public spending and so on. And the answer seems to be no, it hasn't. In fact, Der Spiegel, the German magazine, says the government in Athens has missed all its targets, so may not get the next installment of cash, which would be a disaster.
A disaster. And is it one that's likely to happen?
No, it's not likely, but the EU IMF assessment is very likely to be quite damning and could well insist that the government knuckle down and impose more austerity more quickly. But there's a problem, a big social political problem. There was a major anti-cuts protest rally in Athens only yesterday, again. Martina Stevens of Eleftherotypia newspaper says the people just won't take any more austerity.
People are disillusioned. They've lost all hope. And I feel that there is not much appetite for any other sacrifices on a personal and collective level.
We'll know how much extra pain they'll be required to take within days. The IMF EU decision is expected before the end of the week.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
Well, here in this country, Wednesday is the official start of hurricane season, and the state of Virginia is offering a financial incentive for residents who prepare for natural disasters. Virginia is giving people a tax break on certain essential goods, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports.
Virginia consumers have until midnight Tuesday to buy flashlights, generators, blue ice, carbon monoxide detectors, and storm shutters without paying the normal 5% sales tax. But that deal doesn't apply to plywood.
That didn't make the cut because every contractor in the state's going to be going out there and saving money and stocking up on plywood.
Joel Davison is spokesman for the Virginia Department of Taxation. It drew the line in terms of what qualified as hurricane preparation.
Others have said, well, if a big storm's coming, I need alcohol. So alcohol should be covered. But it's not.
The tax spokesman says the state will lose revenue, but
consumers just save a little over $2.5 million during this week-long holiday.
Many states have sales tax holidays. Mark Robin is an economist with the Tax Foundation.
I think the research shows that there's no real economic benefit. It just seems kind of like a gimmick.
But Robin says tax holidays are popular with consumers, hence popular with politicians. Virginians will get another sales tax moratorium in late summer for back-to-school shopping. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are higher in overseas trading this morning, and there is no hangover for the producers of The Hangover 2. The film mopped up $86 million over the weekend. Wall Street is closed for the holiday today. On Friday, the Dow jumped 38 points to close at 12,441.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Comer Science and Education Foundation, dedicated to supporting innovative programs making a positive impact on the lives of individuals and communities.
Today is a big day in Gloucestershire, England. It's the annual Cheese Rolling Festival, where they hurl a wheel of cheese down a nearly vertical slope and contestants chase after it. The official event this year has been canceled due to funding problems, but as Christopher Worth reports, some diehards are planning to keep the custom alive.
I made my way to Cooper's Hill, which has been used for cheese rolling contests here for centuries. And as you can hear, getting to the top isn't easy.
It is a steep climb.
And a 600-foot drop to the bottom.
I don't know how you'd ever run down this.
But when I meet Richard Jeffries, a longtime organizer of the event, he recites the call that's prompted countless numbers to hurl themselves over the side.
One to be ready, two to be steady, three for the cheese, and four, the runners go after it.
First one down gets to take home the cheese, a 7-pound wheel of double Gloucester, which tastes like a sharp cheddar. But I wouldn't call what competitors do to get there running. This video from a couple of years ago shows people literally toppling down the hill.
It's near impossible to stay on your feet.
Chris Anderson has won 6 times, and as he can attest, someone always leaves in an ambulance.
Knocked myself out in 2007, woke up on a stretcher.
But what started as a local rite of passage is straining under the weight of its growing popularity. In 2009, Richard Jeffries says 15,000 people flocked to Cooper's Hill, far more than ever before.
I can remember 60 years ago when maybe 300-400 people turned up.
With bigger crowds, local authorities impose strict rules. Jeffries and other volunteers were suddenly dealing with things like traffic management and security. Richard's wife, Jean, says the cost of the event quickly went from around $11,000 to over $300,000.
And the only way we were going to pay for all of it was going to have to be to charge people to come. And we really were never comfortable with that.
Organizers did try to introduce a $30 ticket fee this year, but they were met with fierce opposition.
Eventually, we said, we can't do this, and we walked away.
But Chris Anderson and a couple of renegade cheese rollers are planning an unofficial festival today.
I think it's definitely going to go ahead. Got to keep the tradition going, really.
The only cost should be the $60 per wheel of cheese. About 1,000 people are expected to show up. In Gloucestershire, England, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, the NBA Finals start tomorrow, and most fans probably have a team they are hoping wins, either the Dallas Mavericks or the Miami Heat. There is one company, however, that probably won't mind either way, because it owns the naming rights for both teams' arenas, the American Airlines Center in Dallas and the American Airlines Arena in Miami. Analysts say each game in the series is worth about $9 million in brand exposure for American Airlines. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So, maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad apps.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like...
What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.